Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Iceberg Recap, your home for Pittsburgh Penguins game recaps and analysis. You can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcast from. This one was not close from start to finish. Toronto Maple Leafs put up a touchdown, 7. Pittsburgh Penguins, 0. Pens were run out of the building in this one. From start to finish, from puck drop to triple zeros, the Pittsburgh Penguins did not belong on the same ice as the Toronto Maple Leafs on this evening. Toronto without Austin Matthews, mind you. He was out with an illness. So was TJ Brody, the defenseman, but it did not hamper the Toronto Maple Leafs in the slightest. They outplayed the Pittsburgh Penguins in every facet of the game. And when you look at it from the Penguins' perspective, this is one that you got to scrap. There's not really much you can take from it. Not many players had any positive impacts on the games. It's a game in which it's hard to take anything from the entire performance. You just take it, ball it up, throw it in the trash, and turn your attention to Monday night against the Minnesota Wild, because this game, there was no positives from start to finish. You thought maybe in the third period, coming out down 6-0, you put some good performance on tape, something to redeem yourself at least a little bit. That just did not happen in this game. In fact, they lost the third period 1-0 when the Toronto Maple Leafs were kind of just in neutral at that point. So 7-0, bad loss for the Pittsburgh Penguins. Let's go through this goal recap really quickly. No yellow on the board, obviously, because the Pittsburgh Penguins failed to beat Martin Jones. Toronto got up early, just about a minute and 50 seconds in. Matthew Nye scores his 7th of the season. Assist goes to Max Domi in that one. A little bit later, Mitch Marner gets his 13th of the season. Nick Robertson and Max Domi assist on that one. Bobby McMahon, congratulations to him, scores his first career goal in the National Hockey League to make it 3-0 late in the first period. Tyler Bertuzzi and Pontus Holmberg get the assist on that one. It was 3-0 after one, and you thought, okay, if the Pittsburgh Penguins, who have over the last month struggled in the first period, are able to come out in the second period, a period in which they have won time after time after time this season, they could claw their way back into this one. They have the firepower when all is clicking well, and so far, this week at least, against Arizona and against Montreal, all had clicked well, specifically in the second period. So you thought maybe there's a chance they can claw back into this one. And that thought was quickly dispelled as the Toronto Maple Leafs came out and looked just as dominant in the second period again. Max Domi scored his first of the game, his 2nd of the season, to make it 4-0. Nyes and Marner pick up the assist on that one. And then Toronto finishes off the second period with a pair of power play goals. John Tavares gets his 9th of the season to make it 5-0. Noah Gregor gets his 5th of the season to make it 6-0. And like I mentioned, once you got into the second intermission, winning was out of the equation. Yes, we saw Toronto just a couple of days ago come back from down 5-0 to tie things up at 5 before losing in overtime 6-5 to the Columbus Blue Jackets. But from what you watched in the first 40, you just knew it wasn't going to happen in the last 20 minutes of play. The Penguins were frustrated. They were taking some bad penalties. There were also some bad penalties called. I think the referees were awful in this game. But at the end of the day, they could have been picture perfect, or they could have been the other way around. They could have been physically trying to get the Penguins back into this game, and the Pens wouldn't have made the difference. They still would have lost, and they still would have lost big. Pens were not good enough in this one. Third period of play, they weren't able to get anything going in that period as well. William Nylander gets his 15th of the season. Tyler Bertuzzi and Jake McCabe get the assists on that one. That was a tap-in, and that was one that, I mean, William Nylander just kind of threw his hands up and said, all right, I guess they scored that one. That's where they stood at the 000s, 7-0 in favor of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Not a good game for the Pittsburgh Penguins. Probably one of the most forgettable performances that they have had over the past two seasons, and they've had a pretty big handful of those over the past couple of seasons. Three stars in this one. No surprise, none of them come from the Pittsburgh Penguins. Third star goes to Martin Jones. Had only played two games this season coming into this one. Wouldn't have figured that after you watched him. He wasn't tested very much by the Pittsburgh Penguins, but still, he finishes with a 38 save shutout, the 29th shutout of his career. You got to give him props because he was able to be steady and keep the Toronto Maple Leafs just absolutely clicking on all cylinders. Kept the momentum in their favor, didn't give up that light one that could have let the Pittsburgh Penguins back into the game. No momentum for the Penguins. Part of that is Martin Jones, so he gets the third star in this one. Second star of the game, Max Domi. Listen, can't go back and change the past, but I was big on the Pittsburgh Penguins going after Max Domi. They never did this offseason. He was a free agent. Instead, he signs with the Toronto Maple Leafs, and he hasn't had the greatest season, but he certainly had a great night against the Pittsburgh Penguins. He, for some reason, looked like one of the best players in the world in this one. Smooth skating, taking the puck, facilitating well, 1 goal, 2 assists on the night for Max Domi. A good game for him, and I'm sure a lot of the Toronto Maple Leafs fans and a lot of Toronto Maple Leafs media are going to get off his back for a little bit because of his performance tonight. Similarly, Matthew Nyes, I'm going to give him the number one star there. A player that is young, they're expecting more from him than what he's shown this season, but he opened the scoring for Toronto early, 1:57 in. He had a beautiful play to beat Tristan Jarry early in this game, and then he finished with 2 points, 1 goal, 1 assist, but also picked up the Gordie Howe hat trick. 8th Gordie Howe hat trick of the season this year in the NHL. Got into a fight in the first period with John Ludvig. Not exactly sure why he got into that fight with John Ludvig. Ludvig went in and laid the body on somebody else on the Maple Leafs. So I'm not exactly sure who, but at this point, are we just fighting when there's a big hit on the ice? Yes. It looked like, I believe it was Max Domi. Let's just say it was Max Domi. I don't remember who John Ludvig hit. He hits everybody out there. Whoever he hit, the stick came up and hit him in the face, and it made it look like a much worse hit than it was, but the hit was very clean. If anything, it was a high sticking on John Ludvig. So anytime there's any physical play now, I guess we're going to get a fight, and I guess that's where the NHL is at. I mean, I've seen it not just in this game, so it's not specifically against Matthew Nyes, but I don't understand why there needs to be a fight after every physical hit, every large hit in the National Hockey League nowadays. It seems like people are misrepresenting or misinterpreting what should be the response when there's a big hit. Get up off the ice. If it's dirty, then yes, I get it. Stand up for your player. But this guy just got bullied. That was it. And you had to get into a fight. It made no sense to me. But again, I'm only saying that because there's not really anything else to talk about surrounding this game for the Pittsburgh Penguins. That I didn't understand, but sure, I guess Matthew Nyes, commend him for standing up for his teammate. Bravo on that one. But honestly, solid performance outside of that from him and pretty much everybody on the Toronto Maple Leafs. They're going to take this game, and they're going to be feeling real good moving forward into the week of Christmas with this performance. So kudos to them. They came out, and they absolutely dominated the Pittsburgh Penguins. And that's a team that, you know, if they're able to perform that way in the postseason, they're going to get their first Stanley Cup victory in over 57 years. But until then, great regular season performance in this one. Final thoughts, going to pull it over to the Pittsburgh Penguins side. The only thing I'm going to try to take away from this one, but like I mentioned, not much you can take away from this. You got to ball it up, throw it in the trash, and look forward. But the one thing that is becoming evident as the month of December has rolled on, the Pittsburgh Penguins penalty kill is in a slump. I've not officially labeled it a slump before tonight. Tonight, I'm going to officially label this a slump. The Pittsburgh Penguins penalty kill is now going into the pile of negatives surrounding this team instead of positives like it was for the first 2 months of the season. Giving up 2 more power play goals on 7 chances tonight. Like I mentioned, the referees were having a field day just trying to keep this game between the lines. But 2 goals allowed on 7 chances. They've allowed power play goals now in 3 straight games and 6 of the last 8. Not only that, the Penguins penalty kill is now ranked 28th in the National Hockey League in the month of December, only successfully killing off 70% of the penalties that are taken for the Pittsburgh Penguins. I get it. They're missing Nolichari. They're missing Matt Nieto. They're missing Brian Rust. That's a big part of this penalty kill. But at the same time, you just have to be better than this. You cannot continue to allow goals in almost every single game on the kill, especially when, yes, the Penguins went 4-for-8 on the power play earlier this week, but especially when that power play has been struggling as much as it has this season, you can't continue to make the other half of your special teams as big of a liability as the front half is with the power play. So Penguins need to get back together on the penalty kill. They need to get better on the penalty kill because they are officially in a slump. These two teams, it's the Kyle Dubas Bowl. You heard the Dubas chants from the Toronto Maple Leafs fans. I'm sure they were enjoying that. But the Dubas Bowl is now 1-1. These two teams meet one more time this season to determine who goes away with bragging rights at the end of the year. That is not until April 8th, though. That one also in Toronto. The Penguins have a lot between now and then to see where they're going to be at the end of the season. But up next for the Pittsburgh Penguins, they return home to take on Marc-Andre Fleury and the Minnesota Wild. Marc-Andre Fleury nearing a big milestone, 1,000 games played from a goaltender has only happened a couple of times in the history of the NHL, I believe three times. Roberto Luongo, Martin Brodeur, and third names escape me, Patrick Waugh, are the three that I believe have 1,000 games so far. So a big night, not really, I think it's, what, 999 if he plays in every game leading up to Monday night. So they get to see Marc-Andre Fleury in the Minnesota Wild. That organization is in about a similar situation. Some struggles off the ice, some struggles on the ice. We'll see what they're able to do against the Pittsburgh Penguins. Big game to see how the Penguins respond, because when you look at this game, I'm not taking much from the game itself. What I'm more interested in is how they respond on Monday night back on home ice against the Minnesota Wild. That's what I'm keeping my eye out for. That's why I implore you to keep your eye out for. And, you know, shout out to the Toronto Maple Leafs. They absolutely blew the doors off the Pittsburgh Penguins today. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. That is it for this Iceberg Recap. You can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcasts from.